Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, and we're going to throw straight down to the river for our rundown of the M3 division.
Yes, thank you very much, Benedict. We have this, the M3 division. It's an interesting division because it's sort of a mixture of very experienced crews with lots of novices all kind of jostling. It can be very exciting. You can't really call it usually. St. Edmunds M1 will be the starting things off. Then Clare M2, when they come past me, listen out for a very large cheer from the massive Clare contingent. Then St. Cat's M2, Churchill M2, Hughes Hall M1, who despite being an M1 crew are on for spoons. That means getting bumped every single day. Clare Hall M1 behind them. Peterhouse M2, who are also on for spoons. Lady Margaret M3 are the first crew in this division who are on for blades. Clare 2 are on for blades as well. Lady Margaret M3 are on for blades. That means that they have bumped every single day, so good for them. First and third M3, Magdalen M2, Robinson 2, Corpus 2, Wolfson 2, Darwin 2, Fitz 2, Magdalen 3 are on for spoons, I'm afraid. Trinity Hall M2, Tit Hall for those in the know. And then the sandwich boat, rowing on because they did so well last time, is Kings M2. Now, we're just waiting for the minute cannon, so I'm going to throw up to Beth. You can see the crew starting to prepare for those crucial first strokes of the race. Beth, how are the crews shaping up? The wind is picking up, isn't it?
Yeah, we've just had the first, the one-minute cannon, so the crews are pushing out. It's incredibly windy down here at First Post Corner, so I'm expecting that as they come out from under the motorway bridge, some crews will be hit quite strongly by the wind, and we may see some bumps coming that might not be expected. In terms of this one, I would say look out for Clare M2 getting an early bump on St Edmunds. They've been in fantastic form. And also, look out for Lady Margaret getting a bump up on Peterhouse quite early on. But like I said, we've had the one-minute cannon, so they're pushing out into the river. But not much is happening. Even the ducks have taken shelter from this wind, Ben. It's ridiculous down here. What's it like at Grassy?
Well, at Grassy, they're starting to, the water's starting to ripple, the wind is picking up, as is the crowd. As I said, listen out for that massive cheer from Clare M2. If they don't manage to bump St Edmunds or Eddies before they get to me, there will be a wall of noise pushing them on to get that bump at those blades. I'm going to throw up to you, Beth, because I imagine the one-minute cannon, the start cannon's probably just gone. Up to you, Beth,
start
at First Post Corner.
Yes. The start cannon has just gone. Blades are splashing everywhere in the water as they're coming up from under the motorway bridge towards me. St Edmunds already looking like they're going to be caught by Clare. I'm not going to lie. This bump is going to happen imminently. I suspect they're going to get that as they come round First Post Corner properly. But behind them, I can see St Cat looking like they're struggling a bit in the wind. Like I said, this wind is seriously strong. St Ed's are having quite uneven blade strokes as they're going past here. They're pushing quite hard, but they have come down from the M2 division early this week. Clare gaining on them not quite as quickly as I thought, actually, and maybe down to half a boat length as they go into First Post Corner. That said, the whistles are going. They are gaining. I'm going to call that there is going to be a bump very, very quickly there. But St Cat's coming past me now, looking really quite slow, pursued by Churchill M2. But Churchill M2 maybe just about on station. Doesn't look like they're going to gain there much quicker. As they disappear out of sight for me, Clare still haven't quite bumped up on St Ed. But like I said, that's going to be very, very soon. They've just gone out of sight of me. So Ben, that's one for you to decide. But if they can't clear the water, they're going to be bumped into by St Cat's. Just got Hughes Hall coming past me now, followed by Clare Hall. Again, Clare Hall slightly losing ground. Okay, over to you, Ben. I'm going to walk down and find out what's happening.
Thank you very much, Beth. The bump is just happening. They've got overlap now. Clare M2 are pulling in. The bump has happened. There's the concession. And as you can hear, cheers, whooping, excitement from the Clare contingent behind me. Clare gets their blades, and they'll be very, very happy men in the Clare M2 boat. Now, the Evans need to clear the water. There's a very tight tussle going on between St Cat and Churchill. There'll be a bump very quickly, I imagine. But back to you, Beth, what have you seen?
Okay, I've just had Lady Margaret come past me looking strong, and I've just had First and Third. Morning are closing down on First and Third. They're down to the canvas. I reckon Morning are going to get this bump as they go round First Post Corner. I really, really hope they do. Like, they are very, very close. They've almost got overlap. Matter of when it's going to happen. Behind them, Corpus gaining on Robinson, but not very quickly. Ben, what have you got?
Well, I've just seen the concession from St Catherine's M2 are pulling in now just in front of me. So are Churchill, victorious there. Fantastic rowing from Churchill in their striking pink blades. I'll get some more from them in a minute. Hughes Hall now going past me, about a boat length. away from Clare Hall and pulling away nicely. Over to you, Beth. What are you seeing?
Okay, I have seen a bump, two bumps, possibly further down the river. I'm heading down there to find out exactly who's who, but I've just had Wolfson come past me, and I think I can see the blades of either Trinity Hall or Magdalen coming much, Ben, much further behind. I'm going to go and find out what's happened. Back to you, Ben.
Well, first and third have just conceded to Magdalen M2. There's not really much space here on the bank for them to pull into, but they're going to have to, because behind them, Robinson are being hotly pursued by Corpus Christi. Now, it's overlap. In fact, I think Corpus are now pulling in, so there's a bump there I'm going to call between Corpus Christi bumping up on Robinson M2. Going on past me, that fight between Peterhouse and Lady Margaret. That Lady Margaret, for those novices, is St John's College's boat club. And St John's taking quite a nice line here. There may well be a bump as we get up to Ditton Corner. Jack Ranson is our man on Ditton Corner. We've got Kate Crowhurst on the long reach, if the action ever gets to them. Beth, something more going on at first post corner?
Yeah, I've just had Kings come past me, who are the last boat in this division. They're going to row over, so I'm going to call that there's been a bump by Trinity Hall onto Magdalen M3, which means Magdalen have got their spoons. And I'm going to call Fitzwilliam a bump Darwin as well, because I saw Wolfson, but not anyone below them. Slightly out of breath. Sorry, guys. Back to you, Ben.
Well, Beth, have a wee little break. I can confirm that, because I can see Wolfson rowing on. That's going to be a very long row over for them, bless them. We've got Corpus Christi, who were bumped. They're pulling in now. One of them wearing a lovely little shirt saying, "I'd tap that." Unfortunately, I don't think anyone will be tapping you after that bump. Over to you, Jack, on Ditton Corner.
Yes, thanks very much, Ben. He's very excited as they come round the corner. The first boat to reach us here is Hughes Hall, and Clare Hall has overlapped. They've got to concede over as they go around the corner. Clare Hall have taken an excellent line, they're right on the inside. The Hughes Hall Cox is looking over. She's practically level with the stroke on the far side of the Clare Hall boat. And they're taking a very wide line, but they're just not going to avoid it. I don't know why they've not conceded yet. The oar hit the Clare Hall boat. Clare Hall have bumped up on Hughes Hall, and they're pulling over to the side of the river. The ducks are fluttering out of the way. They've conceded. They're pulling over to the side of the boat, and Clare Hall are celebrating. They've bumped up on Hughes Hall, M1, so Hughes Hall unfortunately get their spoons. They're taking the wooden spoon home tonight. Let's go back to Ben at Grassy Corner. Ben, sorry.
Well, I'm going to try and do something risky in life, but I've just seen Churchill Boat Club, who got that fantastic bump up on St Cat. Their stroke has swapped places with their cox. I'm not sure which of them I'm going to interview us. Let's interview their stroke, who is now sitting in the cox to see. What's your name? Remember, you're live on air. Please don't swear.
Vahe.
How was that row for you?
Amazing. We just crashed, what was that? Cats 2, I think?
Doesn't even matter to you, does it?
It doesn't matter. It felt really good. Well done, Cats. It wasn't actually that easy. We worked really hard for that. But well done to our crew for putting full power down and getting that last bump.
And I'm now going to ask your cox, they're sitting in your stroke seat. What's your name?
Hello.
And is this your first bump?
Yes.
And, I mean, what a result to go out on.
Yeah, so it was amazing. It was really, really good. I'm very proud of my crew.
What's it like? Because obviously, you know, the cox has been compared to the kind of the goalkeeper of rowing. You know, you get all the blame if it goes wrong and not much of the credit when it goes right. Are these guys good to cox?
Yeah, they're really good. No, they do actually give me a lot of credit as well. So they're really good. Yeah.
Now, are you going to be rowing in the stroke seat all the way home?
No.
No, I don't blame you. Well, can we have a massive cheer from the Churchill boat? Congratulations on a fantastic run. I'm now going to throw to Kate Crowhurst, who is on the long reach. Kate, have any of the boats reached you yet?
Hi, Maeve and Kate here, and we just saw that dramatic bump that Jack commentated. Clare Hall on Hughes Hall, and Wilson have just passed with their heroic row over all alone in this cold. They're still racing though. They're, you know, rowing strong. Nothing else really happening though.
So I imagine that means then that Lady Margaret have indeed got their blades too and bumped up on Peterhouse too. Jack, can you confirm that?
Yes, Ben. Peterhouse and Lady Margaret haven't actually made it to me. I'm just coming round the corner to where opposite the plough, and I can see a crew pulled over, and I think it is Peterhouse M2 as far as I can see. So I think they were bumped by Lady Margaret. Obviously, we'll confirm that. Yes, I can see Lady Margaret as well. They're pulled in. They've got the foliage. And they're also going to be having their blades Their arms are up in the air in celebration, their bright red jackets, quite easy to spot on the river. And Peter House are rowing back down the river with the wooden spoon to go home to tonight. It's a bit of a shame for them. But, yeah, we'll confirm all those results as soon as we can. Back to you, Ben, at Grassy Corner.
Well, thanks very much, Jack. This race, very exciting as always. So let's confirm then this rundown. So at the top of the division, Clare M2 get their blades. They bump up on St Edmunds M1, and that means, of course, the Clare M2 have another race. They have to go on the M2 division and try and bump into that. St Cat's M2 bumped by Churchill M2. They're pulling out now, Churchill M2, straight in front of me, and it does look as though their cox is indeed going to have to row home. Bless her. She's wearing a very fetching pink and purple hat, though, so hopefully they'll keep the cold off. And maybe they'll go easy on her and not sort of yank her out of the boat with the strength of their rowing. Below that, then, Hughes Hall M1 get their spoons bumped by Clare Hall M1. Peter House M2 also get spoons. They were bumped by Lady Margaret M3. That's, of course, from St John's College in the red. They get their blades. They've bumped every single day. It's not easy, but they've managed it. First and third M3 bumped by Magdalen M2. Robinson M2 bumped by Corpus Christi M2. Wolfson M2 row over. Darwin M2 bumped by Fitz M2. Magdalen M3, I'm afraid, get spoons. They were bumped every single day. It's very demoralising when that happens. They were bumped by a strong Trinity Hall M2. Kings 2, we think, then, must have rowed over or just not taken part in this race. Those are the results as we called them. Over to Maeve now.
Yeah, just on what you said there about Kings. Kings have just rowed past, so they did take part. They've rowed over. They're also, like, their coxes working them hard, even though there's no one around them and really no reason to row that fast. But they've done a good race and rowed over. One of the only two boats that rowed over in this division, I think.
Thanks very much. Just staying with you, mate. Now, you're an experienced rower yourself. Rowing over isn't exactly fun, is it? You don't get much credit. There's no glory in just a very, very long row. What psychologically? How do you sort of just avoid giving up?
I don't know how anyone does it. Honestly, it's the most miserable thing. And also, often, I think rowing over can be a heroic thing if you're being chased and you avoid the bump, you know, just at the finish. There's something beautiful about that. But often it's just cold and you have to work very hard and you haven't got a bump at the end of it. So it's just sad.
Well,
you get
hopefully
work out,
not.
Though, I guess.
Absolutely. And great training for the maids, of course, which come in true Cambridge fashion in June. Clare M2 are just in front of me. They've unfurled their flag, which you're allowed to do if you get blades at bumps. So their cox, as well as coxing a boat, is going to have to balance a rather unwieldy but beautiful black and yellow flag on the row home. Falmouth Callum, who we interviewed earlier, was on his feet to applaud them in his very fetching yellow hat. Also in front of me, they didn't get blades, but Magdalen M2, who bumped up on first and third, are bedecked in foliage. It's absolutely beautiful. The stroke for Magdalen M2, sort of down to his lycra, wearing his foliage like a sort of feather boa. It's very fetching. Congratulations to Magdalen. They always did have the best fashion sense of any college, as far as I'm aware. So I think from there on in, that's as much as we've got for this race. Back to you in the studio.
Blench bumps.
Cam FM.
Just to confirm for you, I know we didn't do it on air, we've not done it yet, but the M3 results of the last race, just to confirm, they were, as we call them, but for one change. Robinson M2 did indeed row over. Wolfson M2 bumped up on Corpus Christi M2. Everything else is as we called it. And if you'd like to see these results and more, head over to the Cam FM website.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.